We're starting at the top of Chaf Ben Amud Aleph. The Gemara is still in the right now in the question, right? Wants to know if a Baal, when a Baal nullifies the neder of his wife, is he Ma'akar Akar or is he Migas Gois? Which one is it? How does he affect the neder of his wife? Now he said the Napkamina is someone else. If another woman is Matis her neder with his wife's neder. Because if we say Baal is Me'akir Akar, if we say that the Baal retroactively eliminates the neder, then the woman who also was Matis, who joined her neder to this his wife's neder, will also not be a Nazira anymore. She will fall away because there was nothing for her to be Matis with. Whereas, if you say Migas Goyis, that it's prospectively cut off. That until that point, it was a good neder Nazirut, and only from there forward it was a problem. Then we say that according to that, the wife, if someone was matis with his wife's nether, that plus a six, because you had a valid nether at one point, and then that valid nether, right, created a hatpasa for the other woman, and then when he eliminates his wife's nether, that's only prospectively. So the Gemara's brought down a number of proofs, and now today we're down to the last couple of proofs that the Gemara is going to discuss with the regards to this. So we say at the top of Chof Bitter and Aleph Tashma, Aisha Shenadra V'Nazir V'Nitmeit. Right, a woman who took a neder nazirut and then became tamei. V'Achar Kach, right, Heferlo. And then after that, he was Mefer the neder. So, Heferlo Balo. Mevi'a Chata Ta'of, V'Eina Mevi'a Ula Ta'of. So this is something that we saw earlier in the Gemara, right, that the woman, when he is Mefer his wife's neder, and she was Tamei'a, then we say she brings the Chata's Oath, but not the Olat Oath. Now, what are the options here? What is the possibility of why should she bring one korban and not the other korban? So we had this in the Gemara earlier, right? And we'll go back to that Gemara eventually because we want to take a look at it in a minute. But why, which side? I mean, that it seems also you're torn because you are bringing one korban but not bringing the other. So it almost weighs in both directions. So if you believe Baal Migas Goyis that the husband cuts it up prospectively, Taitinami Alotaof, then you should definitely bring the Olatof. Why not bring all the Karbanot? Why are we only bringing Chatazof and not the Olatof? Velamai, so what's the other alternative? The other alternative is Mi'akir Akar, right? That you're Oker the Neder Mi'ikaro. You retroactively eliminate the Neder. If you retroactively eliminate the Neder, Chatazof Nami Lotaitin. And why are you bringing a Chatazof? I mean, if there was no Neder, why bring the Chatazof? So Gemara says, no problem. Amani. And Yochanami, you're right, you do bring Chatazof, and who is this? This is what we answered in the Gemara also earlier on Yutet, that this is Rabbi Lazar HaKapar. This is Rabbi Lazar HaKapar. What does the state Rabbi Lazar HaKapar? Yeh Ditanya, Rabbi Lazar HaKapar Omer, Matom Alomar. Why does it say by the Karbanot of a Nazir that's Tameah or Tamei, Esher, it says Bechiber, right? In that, on the Psukim by the Nazir Tamei, it says that you will be Chiber, Allah, Me'asher Chatal Anafesh. Right, so why does it say Me'asher Chatal Anafesh? Bechiezu Nefesh Chatazet. What type of hate that is, does he need to be mechaper for? Elam ipnei shetir atzmo min hayayin nikra chote, that the nazir is considered a chote because he restrained himself or restricted himself from participating or drinking wine, and therefore he's nikra chote. So then I'll ask kama v'kama or the dvarim kol v'chomer mazesh letir atzmo elam hayayin. This person only eliminated himself from wine nikra chote mitzar atzmo v'kol davar. Any person who restricts themselves unnecessarily akat kama v'kama certainly is considered a chotet. So what is that? How does that solve our problem? So we said back on the Daf Yutet, right? That solves the problem because that's why we bring the Chatas Oath. We know that Chatas Oath is an unusual type of Chatat, because generally there is no such thing as a voluntary offering with regards to a Chatat. So you never bring a Chatat when there is any safek about whether you need to bring the Chatat or not. Because whereas by an Ola or Shlamim, when you have a safek, you can make some sort of tnai that says, either this is to fulfill the obligation I have, otherwise Otherwise, it's a karban nidava. It's a voluntary offering. So you can always make such a tnai. By karban chatat, that's not the case. Because there's no such thing as a voluntary offering when it comes to a chatat. So any chatat behema, any animal that is a chatat, there is no option. When there's a safek, we say don't bring the chatat, and that's it. As opposed to that, a chatat ha'of does have, it's an unusual karban because we bring it isafek. A chatat ha'of is brought even when there's a doubt about whether it should be brought. Why is that? Because a chatat ha'of has nobody eats the chatat ha'of. The chatat ha'of, all the matanot end up on the mizbeach, and there's no akhila by the balim or the kohanim. And because of that, right, it's much easier to deal with the safek. And because of that kula, that we bring chatat ha'of misafek, and we realize that there's a more lenient standard for bringing a chatat ha'of, therefore, even here, where the Baal is mi'akir akar, where the Baal eliminates the neder nezirut, but because she was tzirat ma'minayayi, even when the husband eliminates the neder nezirut, she still kept the nezirut up to the point where her husband nullified it. So she was tzirat ma'minayayi in the context of nezirut, and she became chayevet in a chatat ha'of because she became tmeah when she was a nezira, even though now the husband eliminates that need. Going forward, nevertheless, we say, go ahead and bring the chatat ha'of, because since we're lenient in other places to bring the chatat ha'of, so too over here we're going to be lenient to bring the chatat ha'of. Now what about the asham? Right? What about the asham? Tosfos over here says that the Gersh should be the other way because the Gemara ends differently here than it ends over there.
Right,
so Tosfos mentions that here. Very good. So Tosfos mentions that yesterday's daf, there's a machlokes between the Mefarish and other Rishonim about what the Gersh would be with regards to when she's bringing her Chatas Shemetu Baala. And the Chatas of her, we consider it a Chatas Shemetu Baala, and therefore it goes to the Misa. It's not brought on the Mizbeah. So there the question was, does it say Tarech Kapara? Ain't it Tarech Kapara? So Tosfos says, by the fact that the Gemara over here, when it says you need a Kapara, brings down the whole statement of Elazar Kapara and doesn't over there, the Gersh should be Ain't Tarech Kapara over there. Whereas the other Rishonim explain, and the Tosfos even there explains, that maybe even in both cases it's Tarech Kapara. But there's a difference. In our case, we want the Korban to end up on the Mizbeach. The Chatas of Misafik ends up on the Mizbeach. Over there, the qualification is that the Chatas has to die. So over there, the standard by which we need to prove that it's a Chatas Shemetu is much lower threshold than it is over here. So when we want to prove that the Chatas has ended up on the Mizbeach, then they bring the whole statement of Rav Elazar Kapara and explain the whole thing. Over there, they want to just tell you that the Chatas is Shemetu Bala, they don't bring the whole statement of Rav Elazar Kapara. Right, so Tosfos mentions it. Thank you. Now, with regards to the asham, what's the status of the asham? So as opposed to the ola, which we say we don't bring over here because it's not necessary, what about the asham? The asham is somewhere between, right, it's a khatas, it's almost a subcategory of khatas, it's a lighter form of khatas. So why don't you bring the asham over here? Why not bring the asham? So there are two possibilities, or two ways to answer it. So one posta says, right, Tosfos says over here that if you thought Minka's guys, right, if you thought that the nether was cut off, not only would she bring her chatas ha'of, she would even bring her asham. She would bring out, right, a nazira, or a nazir that becomes tamei, brings three karbanot. Ola, chatat, which are both birds, and an asham, which is a behema. So if we say mi'akir akir, if it's eliminated retroactively, then there's no question you're not going to bring the asham, right? Because the asham was never, you're never really chayav. The chatas ha'of, we bring because we're more lenient by a chatas ha'of, so you bring it here. But what happens when the Gemara's havamin of Mika's Gois, that it was a prospective cutting up Nezirut? What would happen to the Asham? So Tosu says that just like you bring the Chatas Ha'of in that case, Hu Adin La'Asham, you'd also bring the Asham in that case. Mefarish says no. What's the whole purpose of the Asham as opposed to the Chatat? The Chatat's purpose is to be mechaper on what you've done until that point, either becoming Tamei or Tameyah, and Shitzirat Momina Yayin, that you restrict yourself in wine. What's the purpose of the Asham? The purpose of the Asham is to allow you to restart the next Nezirut, to start the Nezirut V'Tahara. Right? So the Because it says here, Yizir Lashem et Yemein Yisroel, Ve'vi Kemes Ben Shatol Yasham, Ve'yamim Arishom Yiplu, Ki Tamein Yisroel. That eliminates the first stage, allows you to now start the second counting. So do you need to continue to count here? The answer is no, because the husband cut off the Nizirut. By cutting off the Nizirut, it's not necessary now to start a new counting of Nizirut, and you won't need the Asham. So as Machlok was between the Farishir and Tosfot, whether in the Gemara's Habamina, when we thought Migas Goyis, you cut it off, right? The husband cut it off, and only prospectively, and you'd be Chayab and Karbanot, which Karbanot would you bring? The Tosfot says you bring both the Asham and the Chatat, you bring maybe even the Ola. But, I mean, there the Gemara says you don't bring an Ola, so you bring the Chatas and the Asham, whereas the Mepharsh says no, all you bring is the Chatas of
because the Asham.
She did become Tamei.
Before he delivered, like,
yeah, before. Yeah,
the Gemara clearly says that if you think he's making Tamei's,
then you bring the chatas, and not the ola.
Kissing on the ola self.
Right. So the chatas, not the ola. Question is, what's the status of the asha?
Right. I'm saying, you're saying.
I know. I said the ola you can't bring. You're right. That's correct. You can't bring the ola. Can bring the chatas. Question of the asham there. And so
the asham is not eaten.
The Asham is eaten.
So then what's the problem?
Right, so we do have a Asham that comes misafek, one Asham that comes misafek.
Asham Talui.
Right, which is Asham Talui,
but that's not true.
So we have that.
Specific cases, there's a custom.
No, so that's right.
Talui is not really coming misafek.
So there's Machlokas in the Tanoim, in the Gemara, in Tmura, there's brought down, whether you can bring an Asham Talui every day. Even if you, do you have to bring an Asham Talui for a specific, are there specific requirements, which we know we are, the Gemara is going to lays out specific requirements on when you bring an Asham, certain state codes that you can bring an Asham, or are you entitled to bring an Asham Talui whenever you want? Right, so that's my focus at Tanoim in the Gemara there, whether you can bring it. Now, the point here is that even if you say that in general, you cannot bring an Asham Talui Misafek, here you can bring it because she was a full-fledged Nazira and became Tmeah when she was a full-fledged Nazira. And therefore she might have been obligated in the Korban prior to the cutting off of the Nazirut. And since she became fully obligated prior to becoming cut off from the Nazirut, we say, go ahead and bring that to Korban Asham. Alright, so that's, so now the Gemara's conclusion is Tashma. Last proof here, the Tanya Behedja, which is the way the Gemara here in Nazir indicates. This is the foolproof proof, right? This is the proof. We just had this before in the previous sugya. Now here, Tanya Namiya Behedja. This is the final proof. Aisha Shinajra bin Nazir, a woman who took a net in Zirut, Mishama Kaverta, and her friend heard about it, Bamra Bani. And she says, me too. Uba Ba'ala Shalarishona, and the husband of the first one comes along, the hateful line is, nullifies it, he muteret, the chaverta asura. She is muteret, the wife is muteret, and her friend remains a nizira. What does that prove to you? Shema mina, baal migos goyis. Here it's clear that the baal is prospectively cutting it off, and that's how this second woman became nizira and remains a nizira even after the nullification by the husband of the first Nizira's nether. So here is, that's the conclusion of the Gemara, Shema Mino, Baal Migos Goyis, that a husband, and that's the same as the Gemara's conclusion in the Dharm. The Gemara's conclusion in the Dharm was that Hataras Nadharm is Oker Miikaro, and that a Baal that is Melifizer, is a Mayfair, the nether of his wife, a Nizirut, or a nether of his wife, is only Migos Goyis. So this is consistent with that which we learned in the Gemara in the Dharm. Now, the problem that comes up, we're going to read Rabbi Shimon, and then I'm going to point out to you the problem. So far, this is the easy part of Daf. This whole Tosfos that you see on this Amud right here has nothing to do with this Amud. It has to do with the second half, the second Amud today. Right? It's the next statement in the Gemara. The first line in the second Amud is a very difficult line. So we're going to we're going to point out what all the issues are first, and then we will go ahead and read that. So I'll give you the background before we go into it, so that we have, when we go into the Rishonim, it'll be understandable. So just the next line in the Gemara is Rabbi Shimon Omerim Amra La Har. So Rabbi Shimon calls out and says, if she, the second woman, says about the wife, I am like you, meaning instead of saying ve'ani, I'm exactly like you, shtehen mutarot.
The box that rearranges those things in the Rabbi Shimon's statement before this one, you know?
Yeah. Right. Okay, that makes sense. Right, that it's part of the price. It makes a lot of sense. Right, that's an intercession of the, or then the Magar is interceding to say Shema Mina in the middle of the price. Makes a lot of sense. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Imam Rala, Arini Kamotev, Shem Mutarot. So she says, I'm exactly like you, then you are, they're both Mutarot. Why? Because what she says, I am exactly like you, Right? Again, there are two possibilities to learn what it means. Now, does the Tanakhama disagree or agree with Rabbi Shimon? That's questionable. I mean, is Rabbi Shimon just explaining something that the Tanakhama would agree to? Or is he arguing on the Tanakhama? And what does this Kimotech do for you exactly? How, when she says, I'm like you, right, what does that mean? How can it be? Meaning that, why, just because she says, I'm like you, do we say now that she is able to now get rid of her Neder Nizirut? Just because, you know, just because she said, I want to be exactly like you, when her, the other husband goes ahead and is made for the nether, that also works for her. Why should that work? I mean, that she took a nether easy route, and she has no way to get out of it. Why should it change? Right, so you have to, we'll discuss this on the second Amud, there's another case, and we'll discuss it there. I'm just pointing out to you the issues with Rabbi Shimon's statement right now. Now, the problem is starting out, we're going to go through two other Gemaras. We had a Gemara on Daf Yutet. The Gemara on Daf Yutet brought the same brisa about Chatas Ha'Of and Olat Ha'Of. Right down, and the Gemara came to a conclusion over there. It said, Shema Mino, when the Gemara concluded about Katas Of and Olat Of, where a woman became Tmeya, right, the Gemara's conclusion was, therefore, Shema Mino, that a Baal is Oker Mi Ikaro, right, is Oker Mi Ikaro. So if the Gemara's, but the Gemara says, Amar of Kisdam Rabbi Shmuel, Imaika Sabra, Ika Sabra, Baal Mihakir, Hakir, Hata Sof Nami Lolaiti, Ika Sabra, Baal Mikas Gaiz Otolov Nami Laiti, the Olam Kasabar, Baal Mihakir, Hakir. So there, the Gemara concluded, and we said that the same thing about our, the way the Gemara answered up the previous, when it brought down the bright stuff from over there, the Gemara says that the conclusion is Baal Mihakir, Hakir, that a husband is Oker Mihakir, Karo, and that's how they explain the bright stuff. Why do we bring a Hata Sof and not an Oletov? Oletov you don't bring because it's not relevant, because it was Oker Mihakir. Why do you bring the Chatas Of? That's a Rav Elazar HaKafar, that special dispensation, bring a Chatas Of, which is, we bring even Misafik, that we allow. So the Gemara's conclusion on Yutek was that a Baal, when he's made for a Neder, is Oker Mikaro. If the conclusion of our Gemara over here is that a Baal is Migas Gayis, it's only prospectively. So why did the Gemara over there conclude that a Baal is Oker Mikaro, and the Gemara over here concludes that a Baal is Migas Gayis prospectively? That's one question we have to ask. Right, the other thing is a Gemara Nidarim. It's a Gemara Nidarim from Bezin Nidarim. It's a Gemara that you remember. We won't read the whole Gemara, but I'll read you the question that was asked there. It says, Bayrami Bar Chama. And the Chama had a question. Harei alai ki basar zilchei shlamim v'achar zilkatamim. The person wants to be matis and nether with a basar shlamim. This is meat of a korban shlamim, but after they already were zorek the dam mizbeach, who does the basar shlamim go to after it was thrown on the mizbeach? It goes to the Baal.
Is it current status, or is it...
Right, very good, so Joel remembers. Right, the Gemara's question over there is, Mahu, what's the din? He become arba din lishna b'hetera kamatis. If now, what is he? He thinks that this meat is kodesh, so therefore he's trying to be matis. He's trying to use that as the vehicle to make the whatever other item he's making a sewer through this piece of simchei shalmitzami. Right now, the shlamim is mutar. He can eat it. It's not a davar hanadur. It's something that's almost free and clear. So if it's free and clear, you can't be matis. Or do we say what? Oh, we're going to makapas or simchei shalmi makatei teragabe, right? And bamar kazekaze my. Be karo kamatis or behetera kamatis? Is he thinking, when he says about this meat, he's thinking of the original status of this meat? That it was originally a shlamim, and that had to become a shlamim through you taking a neder, quote unquote, but making it hektish. You are oser this meat by making it into a karban shlamim. By making it into a karban shlamim, you can be matis it. Or is he looking at the current status of the meat? And the current status of the meat is mutar, and therefore it would not be, it would be hetera kamatis. Okay, that's all we need to know from the Gemara Darim. Now, let's go into this next Gemara. I'm telling you ahead of time, it's challenging. We're going to go through three explanations of this Gemara. Alright, and in the end, we will not have a good explanation, I'll be honest with you. And none of the explanations are very easy or clear. They all have problems with them. Each one of them has a problem, but we'll go through each of them and understand what the issues are with the Gemara. Now, turn the page, and here we go. Marzutra, Great Gemara Yamar. Sutra of the Son of Mimar says, hi, this hi, we don't know what hi is, this case, Hanu Rami Bar Chama. This is the case of Rami Bar Chama. I just read you what Rami Bar Chama is. Rami Bar Chama is a question in the Gemara in the Darn. But when you're matpis by Basra Zibchei Shlamim, does that work me Karo, or does that only work, or does that say the Heterika matpis? Is it working now? Dabai Rami Chama, Harea like Bazar Zibchei Shlamim, out. Ki matpis yinish bi Karo matpis, or do a bit sin in that matpis. Right here, it's interesting, changes the lashon a bit. Is it Ikara? Meaning, is it the original? What's the source of this mit of shlamim? Is kodesh, kodshim. And therefore, it's a good hadpasa. Or bitzinina. Tzinina means cool down. Right, it's cool down status. Meaning that it's already past its hot status. It's hot status when it's kodesh. The cool down status is after it's kodesh. So instead of using the word heitera here, the Gemara uses bitzinina come out. It's using when it's cold already, when it's cooled off already. Meaning it's already off the mizbeach, it's ready to be eaten. Right? Is that what he's being mapped? It's heitera come out. That's the Gemara's question. Point it now, the question we have to ask, I'll read the rest of the Gemara, is what is Marzutra referring to? What is he comparing to the question? This is similar to Rabbi Barchama.
What is this?
What is this? Right, he never says mine, but that is, that's what the Mishonim are going to argue about here. What is he trying to answer up? Then the Gemara says, me dummy. That's, how can you compare the two cases? Over there when he says, even though I sprinkled the blood, right, and you can eat it outside the Mikdash, you can eat it anywhere in your slime, it still has some remnant of Kedusha to it. Why does it have a remnant of Kedusha? You can't become Tamei. You can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Even though you say that it's chulin, quote unquote, but it's not really chulin, it still has...
If it was totally chulin, then it definitely solved the problem. That means it had to mean that even Kodesh was not, then it would have no...
There is,
would
right.
Have nothing. So it
right.
Has to have something.
It's not also a kid.
No, but it's right.
It's something more than chulin.
Right.
If it was chulin or nothing...
He doesn't have carte blanche. He can't just do whatever he wants with it.
Right.
You know?
Right. So that has some semblance of Kedusha. Right. So Yossi said, oh, if it was just chulin, then it's clear you meant before. Rishonim may, right, that's what the Rishonim say here, that if you only make a mistake when something has some very semblance of Kedusha. So he could make a mistake about what, saying that this is Kodesh, and that he is trying to be Makdis in the current state of the meat, which won't work, but he would make a mistake because it has some semblance of Kedusha. In our case over here, there's no such thing. Alright, Abahoka, right, Isaka Tzitzinina Kamapis, Haifer Labalo. Over here, there's no option. What's the option over here? After the husband was made for the nether, she goes in and says, I want to be like her. What's the Havamina that when she says, I want to be like her, that first of all, that it would work, even. And number two is that even now, after the Baal removed her nether nezirut, that you could be makdis in that nether nezirut. There's no Havamina to even think that you
that's
could
our case, right?
Right, our case.
Right, we're saying that the woman who said, Harni Kotev, and I want to be like her, is after the Baal was made for
her? Right, so that's a point. Right, so we haven't got there yet.
I still don't know what the
Mayans. I'm reading the Gemara backwards for you. I'm telling you, I'm just reading the Gemara because you need all this information, then we'll explain what the Mayans, okay?
In other words,
when did she take the nether? That's the question. If you want to make a comparison to the case of Zivchei Shlamim, she would have to have taken it after the husband. Over there was Akashrikadim after Mefer. What's the Havamina that after she's Mefer that you're being Makdis with her currently? Her current state is zero. Current state is no zero.
You only have one possible state.
Right, that's the Gemara's answer. Right, that's the Gemara's saying. You're not bringing up comparable cases. That's okay. Now, let's figure out what is the Mai here and what is the Gemara trying to do. So we'll start with the Mefarish, right, which seems to be the simplest explanation over here, which is almost the way I explained the Gemara, you know, the simplest way you hear. All right, so let's start with the Mefarish. What's the Mai? He reads it the simplest way, which is that the Gemara is trying to compare this to what she says, I am Kamotik, that I am like you. Okay. Right? Or
what's the Mai? What's the high?
But, what's the high, right? What's the high? Right, high news. Right, that's the high over here. So if you look in this, the first line is Mefarish. The first line is Marzutra Breder Mariamar Hadami Bayon Hoka Ishashna Draga Nazir Bishama Kaverta Bamar Bani Mizu Bishama Balash Rishon of Hefela. I feel the month Omer Ba Migos Goyis, even the one who says it's all perspectively. Hanud Bay Rami Barchama. This is Rami Barchama's question. When she is Matis, is she matis with the ikar part of the nether, which is the part where she was still in the zira? And when she's matis with her current status, right? Her current status, which is that she's no longer a nezira. So he says, that's by Rabbi Bar Chama's question, right? And that's what the Gemara says. Well, it's different. That the Zivkei Shalomim, after, you know, the Zivkei Shalomim still has some semblance of Kedusha in it. And therefore you would say that the person could make a mistake and be Makdis with the Shalomim afterwards. Here, there's no alternative. The alternative for her to be Makdis after the Hafara is meaningless. Period B, Mapisepta Pura is, doesn't make any sense whatsoever because this woman's a regular woman now. She has no Nazirut, and then why should it matter at all? So that's the simplest way to read the Gemara, that's the way the Mepharsh reads it. What's the problem, what's the deficit in that of Pshat, is when did this woman take the net of Nazirut here? Right? Well, if the woman took the net of Nazirut prior to the Hafara, then what's the Safek here? Why is there any Safek at all? She's into the Zira now, and...
There's like Shlomim before the Dam.
Right. Meaning that, exactly, it's like, exactly, good comparison. It's like Shlomim before the Dam. It's either Shlomim or Shlomim. Right? So, both of those cases is going to be over here too. She takes the net of Nazirut prior to the Hafara. She's looking at a woman who's in the Zira. What's the alternative? She is in the Zira, she is in the Zira. So that's not an issue. Whereas if she takes it after the Nazirut, then... What was she thinking? I mean, like the Gemara, the answer is so obvious. Meaning that what was she trying to be Makdis with? And this woman's no longer in the Zira. She goes, I want to be like you. You, she's not anything right now. So what is she trying to be like you for?
No,
and
you say, oh, like you for the Dam.
Yeah, but here, you see, by the Dam, that's the answer. But by Dam, there's still a residual left. This Basar Shlamim has some semblance of Shlamim left in it. This woman has no semblance of Nazirut left in her. She wants that far come. She says, what he means. All right. So now, Tosfot and Rush quote a Deya in the name of the Rebbeinu. When the Rush quotes in the name of Rebbeinu Tam, Tosfos quotes the Deya. This Deya uses something that Shaul suggested yesterday. All right. I would say, when I answered Shaul yesterday, I said the Gemara never goes like that way. And all the research, both the Rush and the Tosfos say about it, it's Doka Gadol to say this. But I will say, because the Shaul didn't...
I specialize
in it. Since Shaul mentioned it yesterday, I wanted to point out that it was a Svara that now the Gemara is going to use here. And that is that there's a difference between Mi'aker Aker by a Hataras Nedarim and a Baal being Oker Mi'iparo. That there is a, when a Baal is Migos Gais versus when a Chacham is Oker Mi'iparo. When you do Hataras Nedarim by a Chacham, he's Oker Mi'iparo. If the basic underlying vehicle that they're using is that this was a mistake. It was a Tos Mi'iparo. So therefore, when you say Mi'aker Aker, it's eliminated entirely. That Neder is as if it never existed. Whereas when you come, a Baal is Oker, his wife's Neder, Mi'iparo, alright? What happens when a Baal is Oker Mi'iparo? It was never a mistake. When the woman took the Neder, she meant it as a full-fledged Neder. He has veto rights that allow him to override her wanting the Neder. So therefore, there is a Shemitz Neder there. Even though you're Oker retroactively, nevertheless, it wasn't a toast. It wasn't an underlying mistake. So there is some sort of, I don't know how to even describe this, of a Shemitz of a Neder that existed. And because of that, even when the Baal is Oker Mi'iparo, there still be an ability to be Makdis with that. Okay, why are they doing? What are they trying to explain here? So I just brought down, I told you that the Gemara before concluded that Mikos Gais, and the Gemara over here says Oker Mi'iparo. So why does our Gemara over here say Oker Mi'iparo, and why does the Gemara over there say Mikos Gais? So why does the Gemara conclude? So the Marzutra is trying to do is reconcile the two Gemaras. Why does the Gemara over there say Mi'aker Aker, and over here it says, over here it says Mi'aker Aker. How can the Gemara conclude two different conclusions? So that's what Bar Zutra is trying to do, is come along and say, oh, based on Rabbi Mechama, I can explain to you the difference between them, or explain to you these Gemaras. So if you look on the previous Talmud in Tosfos, alright, we'll read it in Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't read as smoothly, but it's easier to find in the Rush. So we'll read it in Tosfos. So to explain to you where it is in the Rush is harder. Alright, if you skip down to, in Mar Zutra, if you go down to 2, 4, 5 lines down. Right, Mishmaitin Yesh Mefarshim. There's some people explain here. The Mazutra Bray the Mamari by the Mitche Habshuta Shepashat Ashat Miyah Braisa. That Mazutra wants to eliminate the conclusion of the Gemara here. What was the conclusion of the Gemara from the Braisa they brought down, or the Tosefta they brought down? That a Baal is Migos Gois. So he wants to say, no, that's not true. The Tanya Lehedja, he muteret, bechaverta asura. Uposhit, the Gemara over here concludes, that what? The Lema Migos Gois, that we say that that's Migos Gois. Bahashta Marzutra Dachi. He says, no, why would Marzutra want to be Dochet the Gemara's conclusion? It's so they can reconcile with the Gemara previously that said, Mi'aker Aker. So he says, okay, the Olam Mi'aker Aker. Ukid Askina Mi'hayit Mi'viyachatas Oof, Vena Mi'viyalat Oof. The same conclusion that we had can't learn from this bright that we brought above about Katasof and Otsof that it's Mi'akir Akir. The Chavera Asura. Why is a Chavera Asura over here? If you say Ma'akir Akir, then we said that that was a Nafkamina. The Nafkamina between Oker and Migas Goyes was whether the second party lost her nether or not. So here the Gemara brings a clear proof that the second party doesn't lose her nether. Must be Migas Goyes. So how come over here when you're Oker Mi'ikaro, according to Marzucha, now you could still have the nether for the second woman stand? I know. You shown the Mi'ikaro Mi'prasa. Komar. Mi'pas Nafsha Liot Kamota Achio Lover La Bala. She wants to be like this woman until her husband nullifies her. She asura. Uba otu iser data lindor. And with that iser, that status that the woman had until the point of hafara, she wants to use that to be mavis another. Blamot. Afili yafir bala. And it would stand even if her husband undermines it. Biakor nidra lama freya. Kadash, Bukhani, what's my proof? What is my sister says is my proof? Rami bar kama. Ibali hoki. Yam rinan. Right? Kimi yikara matpis. We see that Rami bar kama asked such a question that you can be Mi'ikara Matkis, you can use the original. When you stand here and you're looking at a piece of shlamim, are you referring to the shlamim's current status or its original status? So it's over here. This woman's saying here, where is she looking at? So Pekasha Tuva, Bahai Perusha. That's an understatement of the year. This Perush has numerous problems with it. The Rush goes through three or four problems in it and answers them. And then Tosus is also going to go through three or four problems, although Tosus is less generous in answering in giving answers to the problems. Chada. So number one, the Rami Rahama Lo Poshet Le Demi Kara Kamatis. The first problem is that Rami Bar Kama has two tzvadim there. It's not clear which side Rami Bar Kama holds like. He actually asks the question. Over here, Rav Sutra is assuming that the side of Mi'ikara Kamatis is the conclusion. And instead of bringing down Rami Bar Kama, and he says, oh, this is my proof that Mi'ikara Kamatis. What do you mean that's your proof? Rami Bar Kama is asking the question. It's not the same.
You don't have to imagine that it's
Kadashka, Hasselina. Right, it's actually, right, we said in the, and it happens to be in my focus in the Yerushalmi between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but yes, our Gemara seems to go to the Hakos when it's both. Number two, the Hatam the Bayi Rami Bar Kama, right, Azrika, Enu Muteret, Habasar, Elam Azrika, Ve'elech, Lola Mafreya. So first of all, what are you talking about? The difference here, when the Baal is Mefer over here, he not only does he Mefer prospectively, he also is Oker Mi'ikaro. You're eliminated retroactively. Over there, the Zrika Saddam does not change the original status of the Shlamim. It was a Shlamim, but from here forward, it's Tartiz. It never undermines the original status of the Shlamim. Over there, if you definitely conclude Mi'ikara Kamatis, it's Asur. Why? Because in the beginning it was a Shlamim. But now, about Gabi Afarat, the Baal, Ima'akir Ka'akir, Afili Amarti Mi'ikara Matis, Kaberta Yelaliyot Kuteret. Even if you say Mi'ikara Kamatis, if you believe that the Baal retroactively eliminates Nazirut, there is no Nazirut here at all. Where is she being Matis? What's the Ikara that she's being Matis with? Shrein Neder Kilo Chal Me'olam. It's as if that Neder never took place at all. He says, oh, the Maishnami Masnisan Diktani, Kihuta Rishon, Hutranami Kulam, Mishum Dachakum, Oker, Nether Mi'ikaro. Why should this be any different than a case of Hataras Nedarim? When you're Oker Mi'ikaro, that should eliminate the Nether. Right, so now, just skip down one line. There's in brackets there the word, just one line down, it says Vizeh. So this is Shaul's suggestion yesterday. Vizeh Matil Yashay Bidokak. But you try Bidokak to do this. The Rush is even less generous about what he says about it. The Rush, after concluding, he says that, here, I'll just give you what the Rush says about this solution. He says that we never heard of such a distinction like this. So here he says, so what is his answer here? It says, the way a chacham works is that he undermines it by saying, what, there was a mistake here. It's a mistake in its foundation. So does it never exist? So in their existence, a husband is mefel without karatu, petach mizerata katu. He has the veto rights based on the pasuk, right?
Below karatu and pesach, I assume.
Right, all right. Below karatu petach, leishto below karatu petach mizerata katu. Hilka, a few imi akir ka akir linyan zeh chashim kiyul nishar le neder kipsat. Whatever that means, that there's something left, Right, but Chavertas Shura Vid Dokak. He repeats again, that's a big Dokak, but I'm for sure, it was nice that you actually thought of this yesterday. So Rishonim are mentioning such a distinction, although they don't like it because the Gemara never mentioned such a distinction, and there is really no reason to say such a distinction, but here they're forced to say it because of this. Now, Vod Kasha, the Hashkam Arzurta, by the Mimar, Apilu Ibao Mi Akar Kakar, Titsar Chavertas, Ulokam Arshas Bipshuto, the Mainapini Elisha Shinoja Binoza, Vishoma Chavertas, Vamra Vani, Yamar Mi Akar Akar. So we see again that Marzutra here is coming to undermine the sugya over there. Here Marzutra is trying to conclude that for sure it's Me'akir Akir. Over there the Gemara says Dilma Me'akir Akir. So why does he switch over here? Well, Kasha, the Bataraki Kidoki Mitami. Alright, what's the conclusion of the Gemara now? Alright, now you say what the Gemara concludes over here. Okay, now let's read. Let's assume we read the Gemara like the suggestion of the Reino Tam here. So my Zitra comes and says, you know what? Don't think that our conclusion of our Gemara here is because guys, you can conclude the Gemara here, Miakir Kakir. How can I explain it? I can explain it to you all your day, Rami Bar Kama. So then the Gemara says, well, that's not true. What's the rest of the Gemara say? Dabai Rami Kama, and then the Gemara says, Midomi. How are these comparable? So what's the question of the Gemara when it says Midomi? What's the question of the Gemara over here? Rabbi Bar Kama says they're exactly alike. That this is Mikar Kamatis and this is Mikar Kamatis. And the Gemara only is differentiating. Where's the Gemara differentiating? In the post-Zrika period. In the post-Kafar period. Rabbi Bar Kama is only using the Mikar part. Right? He says, oh, he's Matis Mikar Kamatis. Right? No, Rami Bar Kama, right? They're saying that Rami Bar Kama, I'm sorry, Marzutra, when he uses Rami Bar Kama, is saying that it's only the one side of Rami Bar Kama, Mikara Kamatis. And the Gemara is saying, oh, they're not comparable because afterwards, being Hashka, they're Matis, right? They're not comparable. So that's the next question. So it's Vesh Kul Kashra, Badr Ki Daki Mi Domi, Hotam. Kame Domari, like Basar Zipke Shlomi, Bilo Ata Hadaki, Ashapir, Lahai Perusha, that's Vara Bucha. That as far as the opposite, meaning that it has nothing to do with each other. Alright, so now he says, you know what? The Lo Dami is the conclusion of Marzutra's statement. And he says, the Lashon Nazir Mishunahu. Said this a couple of times, right? That the way the Gemara Nazir lays out is very difficult or unusual. Klomer, afkav da bayin b'shuta hocha vada yesh lan lomar b'shitus mikar mapakis v'docha. So that's what Rabbi Bar Kama is saying, even though the cases are not exactly comparable, but for the part I want to compare, they are good. They're easy to explain. And that's what Rabbi Bar Kama is saying over here. That's what Marzutra is saying over here. So that's the way the Rabbeinu Tam explains it. So it goes on. Understatement that there are a lot of problems with explaining the Gemara this way. Right? So then the alternative, there's the last alternative, which the Rosh and the Tosfos hang on to, is that a statement which is difficult because we'll show you the Gemara Nedarim doesn't read this way. The Rami Bar Kama asks a basic question. He asks a question, are we Mikarka Matis or are we Kedahashka Matis? When did you take this Nedar? Are you taking the neder now? Or are you taking the neder before Zrika Stomach? So the Gemara in the Dharm reads very simply, it's pretty clear where Rami Bar Kama asks this question is after Zrika Damim, which in our case there is no comparison because that's what the Gemara's point is, there's no reason to believe in the Hashka. There's no reason to believe in the Hashka because there's no reason to be my possession, must be Meikar. So now, the Rishonim try to explain here that Rami Bar Kama really asked his question even before Zrikas Damim. Rami Bar Kama even applied before Zrikas Damim. When a person says that Kidmi Kara or Kidahashka Zlinan, what does that mean, Kidmi Kara or Kidahashka Zlinan? If it's before Zrikas Damim, Hashka is Basar Shlamim, and before Kara is Basar Shlamim. There is only one option now, it's all Kodesh. So we read it differently. When a person takes a neder prior to Zrikas Damim, is he looking at the meat status, meat kara, meaning its original status, meaning that it's Kodesh and Shlamim right now? Or Gedahashka means, when I finish this process, what's going to be the current status of the meat? It's going to be Mutar. Gedahashka means the...
Who says this?
The Rosh and the Tosfos both conclude that that's the way that Rabbi Bar Kama is asking the question. That Kami Kara, when I look at Kami, when I take a neder, the Shnei Zrikas Damim, I'm looking at the meat status, Kimi Kara, meaning that it's Kodesh and that's it? Or am I looking at the totality of what this meat is going to become? In the end, this is going to become meat that is Chulin.
That's when they learned Rambam in Nedarim?
No, that in Nedarim, yeah, yes, Rambam in Nedarim, they learned this way, even though the part there clearly says Lachaz V'Kazamim, which is a big problem with the Pshat. I'll explain to you how they get around that. But that is the big deficit in this Pshat, for sure. Alright? It's a pretty big deficit. Right? But alright, they're going to ask them. Right. Now, they're going to say, in Nedarim, this is a terrible case. Now it makes much more sense. In Nedarim, she takes the nether prior to the Hafarah. So now when she takes the nether prior to the Hafarah, how do we look at her nether? Do we look at her nether being right now? She looks at what's the status of this woman right now? She's in a Zirah. She needs a Zirah. Makis in the nether. In the end, this nether is going to go away because the Baal is going to be maker. So do we say when a woman takes the nether connected to her friend, she's saying, I am like this woman, Kimi Kara, just now, whatever status is now, that's it, and I'm moving off? Or do we say what? Do we say that she looks at the totality of the picture and she realizes that the husband can cut off the nether. And she realizes that the husband cuts off the nether, that's also going to end her nether. So how does she view it? So that's when Bar Sutra comes along and says, this is exactly like Rami Bar Chama. When you say a woman is tied to another woman, how do we look at it? Right? Do we look at it as she's taking it like with Mizrika's Damim, that it's the current status of the meat, the Kara means it's going to be Kodesh, and she'll be in the Zirah? Or do you look at it as Kedahashka, meaning that what's the conclusion, what's this meat going to end up being like? In the end, it's going to be Chulin. This woman, in the end, is going to be Chulin also. Her husband's going to eliminate the nether. And therefore, the meat is not Kodesh, and it doesn't work as nether. And over here, she will not be in the Zirah. So it compares very well to our case. The major problem is that the Gemara in the Nedarim clearly says that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Lachaz V'Kazdamim. So what do the Rishonim do about that? They say that Rabbi Yochanan's question was a general question. The Lachaz V'Kazdamim is the Gemara in the Nedarim placed that in Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rabbi Yochanan's statement was a question in general. He says, Kimei Mikara Matis or Kedahashta Matis? The Gemara in the Nedarim assumed that the question was La'achaz Rikas Damim. And therefore they said, Rabbi Yochanan asked the question La'achaz Rikas Damim. Our Gemara over here takes Rabbi Yochanan's general question and applies it with Nes Rikas Damim. And says, Rabbi Yochanan made a general statement. Kimi Karo Kedahashto. Where do we apply it? So the Gemara in the Nedarim talks about it La'achaz Rikas Damim. Our Gemara talks about it with Nes Rikas Damim. So we showed them go out of their way here, both us and the Rush, to bring proofs from other Gemaras and Shas. Or the Gemara does such a thing, that there'll be a statement or a question, and the Gemara in two different places will interpret it differently. They'll take the same statement, and the Gemara itself will interpret the statement differently. So that's what they've shown him say here, that Rabbi Yochanan made a generic statement of a question. The Gemara in Darim applied it in one way, and our Gemara over here applies it a different way. There they applied Lachaz Rikas Damim, over here the Gemara applies it Lifnei Srikas Damim. Right, so that's how they answered. It's still not an easy answer because I didn't recognize that. So we had three pshatim here. So I told you we looked at three pshatim. I don't think any of them end up being easy or good. Okay, I'll just summarize the three pshatim we had. We had the Mefarish. We'll call it the other second one, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the third one, which is the Tosfos and the Rush here. First explanation according to the Mefarish is that all he's saying is that this is the same as the case in the Nedarim. Just like in the Nedarim, the Nedarim is Lachaz Rikas Damim. In this case, it's after the Hafara. That's the way the Mefarish learned. And the question is she talking about the Mikara or is she talking about Kedah? The problem, the basic problem with Epshad is, when you talk about the woman here, after she is Hafara, there's nothing left. And that's what the Gemara says, me dummy. There's no comparable case. But the me dummy is so obvious that what was the Gemara's obligation to compare the two cases? That's the problem with the Pshat of the Mefarish. Okay, the Rabbeinu Tam, to explain Mar Zutra is coming to explain one side, to reconcile the Gemara before, which says, me akar akar, to the Argumar here, that says, mikos goyis. The Rabbeinu Tam is saying, no, don't say mikos goyis, say, okir mi karo. How do I know you can say okir mi karo? Because of this Rami Barcham has a tzad in the Gemara in the Dorim, that even Mikara Kamatis, that a person is Matis Mikara, even though it all disappears. We had a range of questions, unlimited number of questions on this. One is that there's a big difference over here. Over there, the Shlamim Mikara never changes its status. Over here, when you're Okir Mikara, it's gone entirely. And then they tried to differentiate between the two types of Okir Mikara, which again is a big dokuk. Number two is how do you explain now the Gemara's statement Midami afterwards? It's not an answer, it becomes a part of Marzutra's proof. That Midami is to show you, even though they're not comparable cases, my piece of the case is comparable. It's very, very hard to read that into the Gemara. It's also very difficult to make the statements as we saw. Tosas said five or six questions, the Rosh brings down. The last way we learned is, this is the way the Tosas and the Rosh learned, was that this is fucking Lifnei Zrikas Damim. Rami Barcham is Lifnei Zrikas Damim. That makes the cases almost the most comparable in these cases, because then, when you say Mi Kara, we're standing right now when it's still Kodesh, and then we say Mi Kara, Haruka Matis, right? Or Kedahashka Matis. Kedahashka over here means the total picture. What's the final status of this item? Kimikara means what's the status right now? And the two cases will be almost identical in that understanding. The problem, the major problem with that is that Gemara Nedarim says Rabbi Racham is talking about Karazuka Zavit. That's where the Rishonim come up to explain. Oh, Rabbi Racham asks a generic question, and the Gemara is here interpreting Rabbi Racham in different stages. One, Karazuka Zavit, one, Lifnei, Zrika Zavit. Then the question of the Gemara is, Midami, what's the question? Even in that context, what's the question? Because in Lachas Rikas Gomim, there's still a reason to believe that the meat afterwards has some status of kedusha that he would even think about it. Whereas over here, once the woman's after a parish, it's a zero. So why would the woman think to be makis with the woman afterwards, right? It doesn't make any sense to be makis with the woman afterwards. You can answer the same way. So that reads the simplest, again, the parish reads the simplest in the Gemara, but it's so simple, there's no kiddush. The other interpretation, the last kiddush that does the rush, is the easiest interpretation. If it were not for what the Gemara in the Durham says in Lachas Rikas Gomim, it would be pretty straightforward to read the Gemara that way. It's confusing because that would be a good comparison, and it would be a Kiddush. Again and again, it would be a Kiddush, and the cases look almost identical in that way. Whereas the middle case, which is the easiest in the sense, it makes the you have the quote-unquote the least issues when you start to read it, but nevertheless, in the end, it becomes a problem, right? Because of all the questions that we generate through that middle case. The Gemara says, there's other people say that, no, that this is a good comparison. It's a good comparison, and since it's a good comparison, that we do hold like Rabbi Rechama. That presents a huge issue for the Mefarish. Rabbi says it's so simple that it doesn't work, then what's the other side here that it does work? Okay, and then the Ikadamri, according to the other Mefarish, makes it much easier to say that it is like Rabbi Bracham, we can't compare the cases. Alright. Amila Arani Nizira Biikvech Mao. She says, I want to be Nizira like you, Biikvech Mao. Harani Biikvech Bikula Milsam like you and everything Bisharia. Therefore, if your husband is made for the nether, so too I will be Mutar. Uduma Kimikame delay for La Bala Vasira. Kikvech means like you now. So what does that mean, Kiyvech? So Rashi says over here, and we're talking about a case of Baal Migos Goyis, right? So now, when it says Mikveich, what does it mean?
Isn't it like a Renikon Sech, and Renikon Sech we said before, the Shem Mutar?
Right, so that's what the Mepharsh says. It's almost similar to that case of Hari Kimotech. And what does that mean when you say Hari Kimotech? Why not? Right, so that's one possibility. Now, the way, all right, I won't get into the Mepharsh, it's a very difficult shot, but I'll just say that the Rosh and the Tosfot over here learned that Ikveich has two interpretations. The word Ekev can mean what? It can mean a heel, which means the beginning, right, would be the beginning part, or Ekev can also mean, right, now, the current status. So if you look in the Lashon, the Tosa says that you can say, Ekev can be what? There, Ekev Tishme'un, right, or Ekev Asher Shema Abraham Bekoli. Right, Ekev Asher Shema Abraham Bekoli is because Abraham listened to my voice, that's not Ekev. Or you can say that Ekev is like a heel, meaning that it's the beginning, right? The heel is the, right, the strike, the first strike of the foot on the ground, or Ekev, meaning that the first thing that came out, but yeah, all the things that you can be. So the word Ekev, the Gemara here is not dining in Kimotech at all. It's the word Ekev. When a person uses the word Ekev, what do they mean? Ekev has two interpretations. Which one of those interpretations are we going to abide by? That's the Gemara's question over here. Right, so the Gemara says, Tashma, Aisha Shinadar Benoz Vashama Balavar Marvani, about husband hears about what his wife said, and he says, me too. Eno Yokola Hapkar, he's unable to be made for the nether. Be Sakadatha Ki Amarla Arini Bikbei, Be Karakamatis, Lake Marla, Lidida, Vulukum Dididay. Right, so what's the problem? Why do we say the Baal cannot be made for his wife's nether? Because when he's made for his wife's nether, he also eliminates his nether. When he eliminates his nether, he is being made for his own nether, which he can't do. So what is that? So if you say Harebi Chubeich is being Karakamatis, Leifa La Lidida, then eliminate hers, Ulukme Dididay, and he'll be making his. It must be that they, when you are matvis, you're matvis in the entirety of the nether. And therefore, he can't be mayfair. Why? Because he would eliminate his own nether. So also a woman who said, she also will be muteret. So why are these cases aren't necessarily comparable? Over here, he used the word ani. And over there, she used the word ikvich. Right, so how does it compare? So the question, either it's a kavachomer, that when he uses ani, the Gemara thinks that's a stronger lashon than ikvich. And even in the case where he says ani, we don't let him be oker the nether. Ani means I'm exactly like you. If I'm exactly like you, and nevertheless, you say that the Baal cannot be oker the nether, why can't it be made for his wife's nether? Because it'll be ruin his nether. So it's clear that when the
Buddha... But it's that the reason he has that it's like he's mechanical.
Okay, that's the next line of the Gemara. Don't worry, we'll get there. That's right, that's the Gemara's conclusion. But the Havamina of the Gemara at this point is, like the Gemara said before, that it's Miga's Gais. This point, the Gemara is thinking Miga's Gais, and therefore it's Bekula Milsa, and it's also, it's Bekula Milsa is Matis, and therefore the husband doesn't work by any, then it's certainly not going to work by Yitvich. If it can't work by any, it won't work by Yitvich. Right, the other possibility is that the... Alright, we won't do the other because it's too late now. Alright, lo, the Gemara says, like Shol says, lo, liolam, bikaramatis. Bahe, kevan, da'amrla, bani, ka'omer, kayim, laichidami. It's as if he is mekayim, the nether. Vi, mitchel, akamato. If he does that first and darmis, akamo, matzi, mefri, lo, lo. So, based on that, there's no conclusion here, because it could be mekar, that he's mekayim, the nether, and therefore she is, he's matis, bikaro, and he's matis, bikaro, that's why the problem of him being okay, the nether here, has nothing to do with him being totally tied to her. It's because he's mekayim. Once he's Mekayim or Neder, he can't be Mekayim there. It's a technical problem, not an assumption about the core or how you're Matpis when you're Matpis one another person, whether you're Matpis in the original piece or Matpis in the entirety of its piece. Our Gemara says, our Mishnah says, Arani Nazir, if he says, Arani is a Ba'at, and he says to his wife, what about you? I'm Ramein, and she says, me too, Amen. Mefer Shalah, he can eliminate hers, Vishalo Kayam, and his stays. Right, Briminu, we have a question from a Bryce. Arani Nazir, Ba'atam Amen. In a case where he says, Arani Nazir, and she says, Ba'at, and he says, Amen, Shneim Atsurim. The Bryce over here says the opposite. Our Mishnah says, she is Mutar, and he is Asur, and over here it says they're both Asurim. Him lav, if not, shnehem mutarim. They're both mutar. Smitei shetolo nidro b'nidra. He was totally his nether on her. So I'm reviewing the tani meferet shalah v'shalo kayam. Right, so over here it says what? Meferet shalah v'shalo kayam. So what does this Gemara say? Rabbi Yehuda says, let the brisa, change the brisa to read like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, meferet shalah v'shalo kayam, and says, just rewrite the brisa. The brisa doesn't mean shnei masurim, really. It means, et shalah, meferet shalah v'shalo kayam. You can do the same thing over here. No, leave the brisa intact. Tani brisa could go. The brisa is could go. Damar harili nazir ba'at. When he says harili nazir and you to katzali nidro b'nadra, over there he's connecting the two of them together. When he says I'm a nazir ba'at means you too. Mean that we're going to be one and the same. I'm only accepting my nether ba'at when you decide. So basically, I'm giving the decision to you. If you say yes, we're both a serim. If you say no, we both are mutarim. Whereas the Mishnah masnisin go damar harili nazir ba'at my. And the Mishnah, he says, Arini Nazir, period. I am a Nazir. And then, Ba'at Mai is a question. Versus Ba'at being Talui Nidro B'Nidra, Shemachi made for Shalah, B'Shalo Kayan. Therefore, since they're independent in Ziruyot, therefore, if he's made for hers, his still stands. According to Abayit, right, that you can differentiate between what the Mishnah said and the Bryce says, since you can differentiate, we can leave them intact, that they have opposite conclusions. That's it.